All right, guys. We had a good spirited practice today. Guys were really into it, and should be quite a game when we line up on Sunday. Matt Khalil was back at practice day, which was good for us. He's feeling better, so that was encouraging. Adrian was also out there, and he did a good job, went through everything in practice, so he should be fine for Sunday. Antoine was limited. You know, we limited his reps. Chris Cook did a pretty good job. You know, we'll make a decision on him when I leave here. We'll go up and talk about it a little bit. Brian did some things. We took him through some practice. He feels better. We'll talk a little bit more about how we want to proceed with him, but he did enough in practice today to create some encouragement amongst our staff and his teammates as well. So we'll have to talk with him and just see how he feels tomorrow after going through some of the things we put him through today. Everybody else should be good to go. You know, we should be in pretty good shape. Big contest for a lot of reasons. So looking forward to getting to Houston and playing this game.
What's the best case scenario with Brian?
That he feels good about it tomorrow. You know, and he has to go through some treatment right now with Eric Sugarman. So got to see how he feels from some of the things we took him through today. So what he has to say will make a difference. We saw some things today that makes us think he may have a chance. But he has to feel it both mentally and physically. So we got to talk with him.
Is the question with Cook whether he would play or not, or just how much he would use him?
More how much we would use him. He's far enough along that we're going to for sure play him, just a matter of how much we're going to play him.
Is that deadline tomorrow to make a
yes.
move to get him up?
Yes. Yeah.
Hello. Was just dealing with an illness this week, just a stomach thing? Or?
Yeah. Exactly right. So he's feeling better. He's got to get a lot of fluids in him. It was good that he was here today, able to go through some things because he did miss some time. But Jeff Davidson was able, our offensive line coach, was able to go over and spend time with him, watch tape with him at his home. So that helped us from a mental standpoint. Just physically, we didn't have him.
Les, Chad Greenway is leading the league in tackles. Could you talk a little bit about the season he's having and what it means to your defense?
Well, he's been having a terrific year, you know, obviously based on those numbers. And the thing that's one of the most encouraging things, and I mentioned this before, is the way he has become a real leader for our football team. You know, you look back at the offseason when he was really going through a tough time because of his father's illness, and I was thinking about this the other day, how much he wanted to be out there doing our offseason program to help his teammates, but because of what he was dealing with, it was hard. Yeah, but that's Chad. I mean, he missed being with his teammates during the time that he wasn't able to be there. And once he came back and was with us throughout training camp, you know, we all knew he was going to be a good player. That's one of the reasons we franchised him. But the vocal leadership, as well as the example he sets in practice with his movements, the way he handles meetings, that's a big deal when you're a team trying to change the culture of your team. When we're an organization trying to change the culture of our team. And to have a guy who's a very good player to really buy into what you're trying to get done helps the locker room. So not only the fact that he gets a lot of tackles, is making big plays for us now, the sack, I mean, he got a game ball for the Rams game. All those things are good, but what he's done, the intangible from a leadership standpoint, is huge, and it's a major part of why our season is where it is right now.
With Cook, is there any particular way in which him only having these short bursts of playing time each season because of his injuries have hurt his development that you see, like maybe if he had played three full seasons by now, he might be further along?
He's got the ability to be a good corner in our league, but because of the injuries, Dave, it's you know, set him back some, but they've been legitimate injuries and you know what he went through a season ago as well. So I mean, this year a broken wrist, I mean, that's a broken arm, I mean, that's a tough deal. Nothing you can do about it.
How valuable do you think it is for him to have these final two games to at least get back and not have to sit on another season ended in October?
I think it's huge for his development and coming back and hopefully lining up against the caliber offense and the caliber receivers he will tomorrow. It'll be a big challenge for him. The downside is he hasn't had much buildup to line up against guys who have been playing week in and week out. So you have to take his play a little bit with a grain of salt. And the fact that he's coming off an injury where you're not sure about contact. But for a lot of reasons, it'll be good for his confidence as he goes into the offseason.
How long has that breakdance battle been brewing?
Well, those guys have been doing a lot of talking about who's the best dancer. So the players, you know, got him to put up and or shut up. So it was good.
It's good to have that vibe, though, around a team. It's an important part of the season, but guys are having fun, it seems like.
That's very important. You don't want to go into a game like this tight or tense because of the circumstances. You really want to go out there and play with great confidence and not be all wound tight. So they are not wound tight. That is definitely
true. Who's at the top of your dance move depth chart there?
Well, I would have to say I think Fred got him there. Did Fred Evans surprised everybody. Did a pretty good job, some pretty good moves. So impressive.
Les, there was a report today that you and Percy kind of had a heated exchange before he went on injured reserve. How would you characterize the exchange, and how would you characterize the relationship between the two of you guys at this point?
I think we have a good relationship, and, you know, he's injured on injured reserve and doing everything he can to, you know, hopefully get back and help our team. He's still on the contract, so like everybody, he's pulling for our football team to have success against the Texans this weekend, and I mean, I think we have a good relationship.
You have much contact with him since he's gone on injured reserve?
No, I talked with his dad just a few days ago, but he's doing fine. Yeah.
How much pride do you think the offensive linemen are taking in Peterson's success this year?
A lot of pride. I mean, it's in their minds, their record as much as his, if he's able to get that record. The fact that he's had the best season of his NFL career coming off a major surgery, our guys take a lot of pride in it. They also got a game ball for our Rams game just to recognize their achievements, because, I mean, they're having to block some tough fronts, you know, a lot of situations that they're getting in. You know, teams aren't showing some of the looks we're getting right now. We're having to adjust during the game because we're seeing some unconventional looks at time. And our offensive line, they've done a terrific job as a unit just staying the course and open up some holes for a great running back. But they take a lot of pride in it, Tim. A lot of pride. So, all right. Thanks, guys.